Blog Talk Radio.
God is life-changing, soul-searching, and anointed. You are invited to join him this upcoming Sunday morning.
This is Bishop Eric A. Johnson. This Sunday, two things are going to happen. I want to speak into your life, and I want to pray for everybody that's ready to go to the next level.
Meet Bishop Hurricane Johnson this Sunday at the Courtyard Marriott Hotel, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33309. That's 2440 West Cypress Creek Road, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33309, 11 a.m.
There is nothing too hard for God. He can turn your situation around. This Sunday, get ready. Be there.
Sunday morning, 11 a.m., meet Bishop Hurricane Johnson in a powerful service that's promising to change your life. Bring a friend. Share a miracle. Be there.
Well, God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. This is yours truly, Pastor Jay. I'm coming to you from the Changing Your Life Ministry Fair. Our bishop and prophet is none other than the Reverend Dr. Hurricane Johnson. God is truly amazing, and he is doing great things in our organization. Remember, we are a living organism. Amen. We are a living organism. We are two churches, one church in two locations. I said it right. One church in two locations. And for that, we are so excited about what God is doing in our midst.
Hello, everyone. My name is Brother Davon. I'm sitting here with Pastor
Bishop. We are so excited about what God is doing.
Today we want to talk with Bishop on the series he's been preaching on concerning true worship. Good morning, Bishop. So to start on our conversation today, what is worship?
Thank you, son, and God bless you. You know, worship is simply the confirmation of relationship with Father God. The familiarity of going to church and reading the scripture and attending services does not solidify the walk of a Christian.
Amen. I don't know if I'm connected to the radio.
Because worship is the means of relationship. You know, the difference between a church goer and a worshiper is a church goer goes to church by ritual, but a worshiper worship by relationship. And then the other attribute of a worshiper is they seek to please God in their worship. So worship is relationship.
All right, so Bishop, what is your feelings about the church directions of worshiping God today?
Well, son, I think we're in a good direction as it pertains to worship. I see an aggression of worship more enhanced by our young people today and by families. When you go to church, you can hear a loud sound of worship through crying and just adoring the name of Christ. However, there is a danger that we must be careful of, and that is that in our gamut of worship and in our process of worship, that we not get caught up in worshiping things rather than God.
Amen. This is Pastor Jay. Glory to God. I was talking before. I don't know if I can be heard, but we're on. Thank God for you, Nikki V. God bless you. We are coming from the Changing Your Life Ministries, where our bishop and prophet is none other than the Reverend Dr. Hurricane Johnson. And I want to say that God is truly amazing, and he has done great things through our organization in that we are now one church in two locations. Yes, we are one church in two locations. And so we're excited about what God is doing and the moves that he has been making through the man of God. And so we're preparing for our next scheduled service, and that is on tomorrow night. Somebody say tomorrow night. Yes, tomorrow night at 8 p.m. We're going to be at the Courtyard Marriott, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road. That's at the Courtyard Marriott, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, at 8 p.m. The man of God will be teaching, amen, the word of God. This is our night, amen, where we sit at the feet of the prophet. We sit at the feet of the man of God and be taught the word of God. Last Thursday, He spoke on one word, and that word was order. He told us that there is an order when it comes down to the anointing. There is an order when it comes down to the anointing. And he said that order always, always go back in place. It always put things in place. It always go back in place. And we don't realize how much anointing we have. But I believe that once we get in this order, amen, our anointing, amen, will be exposed. Once we get into this order, it will expose the anointing. So we thank God for the order, getting in order. Amen. And one particular scripture that he came from was 1 Corinthians 14, where Paul was admonishing us about the order of the anointing. Amen. He was talking about charity, and that was the first thing that the man of God spoke about following after charity. Amen. And so that's the order of the anointing, because there is no anointing without love. You have to display this anointing. You have to, amen, this anointing has to be on display with the love of God. Amen. The love of God. And that's why you will begin to love people, because you don't want to be walking around with all of this stuff. Amen. And you don't have love. And so the man of God is talking about this order, and this order begins with charity. And so tonight, I want you, matter of fact, from now on, I want you from now on, when I say now on, from this moment on, I want you to prepare yourself to be at the Courtyard Marriott, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road, on tomorrow at 8 p.m. I want you to prepare yourself to be there. Amen. Because he's getting into that administration of gifts. Amen. The administration of gifts. But this order has to be followed. Everybody's praying for the gifts, amen, to be in their life and to come alive in their life. But there is an order to this anointing, and this is what the man of God is placing in the minds and the hearts of the body of Christ. Amen. Glory to God, because we want to be on track. We want to do what God would have us to do. We want to be in the will of God, because that's the safest place to be, is in the will of God. And so in order for this to come, amen, into play, amen, and to be productive and effective in our lives, we got to follow the order. And the first order, like I told you, the man of God spoke about, was this order of love. Amen. Because it suffered long. It's not puffed up. You know it. Amen. According to 1 Corinthians 13, if you read, amen, the order, amen, you would see it. And so we thank God for what the man of God is teaching on this particular subject. So tomorrow night at 8 p.m., all road leads to the Courtyard Marriott, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. That's 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. So no matter how anointed you are, I believe that you need to hear this. No matter how anointed you may be right now, how you're operating in the gifts, and the gifts are operating through you. Amen. The gifts of knowledge and wisdom and discerning of spirits and working of miracles and faith and healing and prophecy. I mean, no matter how much these gifts are operating through you, even gifts that we might not, I didn't even call. Amen. No matter how much they're operating through you, you need to hear about this order of anointing. I believe that what it will do what makeup does to a lady. And what makeup does to a woman is it enhances her beauty. It enhances her beauty. And that's what these words that the man of God is speaking about, this order, it will enhance your anointed. My God, you really don't know how much you are anointed, or how anointed you are, until this order of the anointing comes into flow in your life. Amen. Until you are aware of the order of God, the order of the anointing. And so right now, we want you to follow this by just coming out to the service on tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Now, I don't know if Bishop Johnson is going to call in. I did send out amen, a message to him for calling so he could tell you about this order. Amen. I don't know if he's on the line. Nikki, is Bishop there?
God bless you, Pastor Jay. I am so grateful and honored to be able to talk to you. And, you know, I'm just sitting here and listening to the broadcast and just grateful to God for what he's done. Let me say, Monday night we had a phenomenal time. Monday night was just a great time. Amen. The fellowship, amen, with my precious ones. And, you know, it's just an easy service to worship in. You know, easy service to minister in, easy service to preach in, easy service just to fellowship in. I mean, at this point, we're just grateful to God. Amen. We have another Sunday. Really, really, to be honest with you all, some things you do, and you say, you know what, I should have did that a little different. I know that I should have booked two nights when I decided to go to this second location. We all left there knowing that it was necessary to be back there on Tuesday night. It was just necessary because it was just that type of move to be back on Tuesday night. But I need you all to stay tuned because we are just planning something very close because this time I know that something great is going to happen. What we want to remind you about is the service on tomorrow night. Now, last week I felt compelled. I felt compelled to share with the congregation about the anointing. Now, we've been talking about the anointing for quite a while, and then the Spirit of God spoke to me about order. And, you know, it's always a part of God. This is innately a part of God. It's a part of his attributes, amen, to establish order with man, not with the kingdom of heaven. You know, with man. Not with the kingdom of heaven. With man. That's why the Bible said when Lucifer, he said, they that thou were created, thou were perfect until iniquity had come into your heart. It filled your heart. You know, it just wasn't found there. It was just iniquity found in you, and then it filled your being. You know, when things started looking like they was going to get out of order, God kicked them out of heaven because God has always been a God of order. Listen to me very carefully. I am very concerned about our ideas and about where we are, you know, in our Christian walk. And that applies to me, that applies to you. I'm very concerned about where we are in our Christian walk. Liberation cannot take over. But also, you know, being so orthodox until you don't have no understanding can take over. But we have to do it according to what the Bible instructs. Now, in this week, newsletter. We have a newsletter, amen, that we send out every week. We send out a newsletter every week. And there's some things that are in my spirit that many of you is going to be a part of. But in this week's newsletter, I want to talk about, amen, the very things that are going on. We have a magazine that we, amen, looking to produce and publish. You know, but been engulfed in so many things, especially with, amen, the opening of a second church and then trying to get both churches located, amen, and settled. But I want to talk about what is going on right now. You know, they have laws that are being passed with transgender situations with a person, and this is how the law reads. This is what they have taken executive administrative, amen, challenge over existing laws. And this is how it goes. If a person wakes up and they feel that their sexuality is of a man, they ought to be able to go into a man's restroom. But if they feel that their sexuality leans more to a woman, they ought to be able to go into a women's bathroom. But under no circumstances should they be challenged by a search to see whether their born anatomy corresponds with what they feel. Now, ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. That's not order. And I want to talk about that, and I may hit on it a little bit tomorrow night because I believe that there's order. Now, of course, you know, there must be order in everything that we do. But I'm concerned about how the church world operates under the anointing. You know, there's an order with anointing. And if we become too liberal and start thinking, you know, in a liberal term, then we're gonna correspond to, you know, things like what's going on in the world today. I mean, I just gave you an example of what's going on in the world. After a while, you know, it's just going to be unisex bathrooms, and then there'll be no separation of man and woman, and you won't be able to tell, you know, nothing from nothing. And, you know, that's how the church world is leaning, you know. You can't be a preacher unless you've been sent, okay? You cannot be a preacher unless you've been sent. Bible says faith coming by hearing, right? And hearing the word of God. We got that part. And how can they hear? Here it is. Amen. Except with a preacher. And how can he preach except he be sent? Now, I want to start and go backwards. You cannot preach unless you have been sent. Okay? You have to be sent. I mean, someone has to validate you. If you don't believe that, then you need to ask Matthew. You need to ask Matthew, Luke, and John. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John about why did Jesus go to John the Baptist and tell him to baptize him. And he said, no, I need to be baptized you. This is what Matthew writes. And Jesus said, no, suffer. Allow this to be so that the scriptures fulfill. And it was just more than one scripture about, you know, him saying being fulfilled. The scripture of the priesthood. In other words, I must go through order. I must go through order. See, the anointing can only come through order. Luke writes that after John baptized him, the Lord said, now, and truly, this is indeed my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. He was led up the Spirit into the wilderness, and after he had fasted 40 days, 40 nights, he was in hunger. They came and tempted him. But Luke writes, then Jesus came from the wilderness preaching, saying these words, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he hath anointed me to preach the gospel. The anointing came by way of order, and he had to submit to John. That's why he suffered to be so. John was already saying, listen, I'm not worthy to even untie his sandals. He must increase, I must decrease. I mean, he's saying, now, I baptize you with water, you know, indeed, but there's one coming after me that will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. But what he's showing, Jesus said, I must submit, because John's father was a priest. And so, therefore, that there be no problem. Order says, if I'm going to anoint you, you must follow order. You never get ahead of your leader. You don't never, you know, do you really think that the disciples agreed with everything that Jesus said? You don't leave your leader because you don't agree with some of the tactics that he uses or things that he said. Because I got scripture for that. Jesus told the people, and he didn't have to say this. He could have went a multitude of directions. But this was purposely stated. Let you eat my body and eat, for my flesh is meat indeed. And if you drink my blood, are you listening to me? For my blood is drink in thee. You shall not have eternal life. The Bible said many of his disciples walk with him no more, and they left saying, who can hear this? This is a hard saying. I mean, who can hear it? Can't stay around. Jesus then turned to Peter and said, will you leave me also? Peter said, where can we go? But thou hast the words of eternal life. The ones that walk away were not anointed. The ones that stayed in the midst of controversial statements, they were sent. They were sent. They were sent. Thus, they were anointed. You know, it's too many churches opening without leadership. Too many preachers preaching without leadership. It's too many people prophesying without leadership. It's too many people taking up offerings. You know, no one have no business taking up offerings. You just can't call anyone to take up an offering. Everyone don't have that anointing. All of these things must be geared by the... Do you know folks who get up there and take up an offering and get mad when people don't give? And then talking about, I don't need your money. I'm up here for the church, praise the Lord, but I don't need you. See, they ain't under anointing. They not under no anointing. You know, you can't... You know, everything in God's house must be done through an anointing, but it must be done through order. Are you listening to me? And order means that you must be sent. You must be validated. Glory to God. And it starts with what I talked about on last week. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk to you tomorrow night. Now, does this message appeal to everybody? Of course it don't. But it does not. I'm sorry. That's the proper way of saying it. It does not. I understand. You know, because, you know, it's just too many things going on. And I'm proud of anybody that would launch out in ministry. I'm proud of anybody that would go to church. I'm proud of anybody that feel like, you know, you're a prophet or prophetess. But then there's a scripture that says, wait on your what? Ministry. And I'm just not talking about that, but being that we're on that, because I talked about the anointing for quite some time. But everybody, you know, don't understand. And I made a statement, I think it was, Pastor, and I said, you must learn your anointing. You must learn it. You must learn how to operate, but not only how to operate, but learn how to be instructed with it. You don't have it all. I get instruction every day. I talk to them every day. I don't have to agree, do I? You know, it don't matter. I talk to my leader every day, every day. And I tell y'all all the time, I rebuild. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You want to know why? Because I want to increase in my anointing. I'll give you another scripture. The Bible said after Jesus had told his mother, now we can shout off of this night. But Jesus, wait, where you was? We've been looking for you for 3 days. Woman, now you just said it out of disrespect. He said, woman, don't you know I must be about my father's business? Okay, but then the writer said he was subject to his mother, and then he was strong in stature and in wisdom. You know, one writer said he grew in his anointing. All right, but he was submitted. He was submitted. You cannot have an anointing like you claim you have and you're not submitted to nobody. You can't. You just can't. Because at that point, you have not continued your tutelage. You have not continued being instructed. You know, I don't care if you pastor for 30 years or 40 years. I've been pastor for 22 years. I've been preaching for 39 years. And I still receive instructions of my leader. Thank God you have a leader that would chastise you. Thank God for that. Thank God you have a leader, amen, that would validate you. Thank God you have a leader that you can call, amen, and get the right, amen, food for the particular, amen, setting. Thank God you have that. But you can't run out there on your own and just prophesy. I had some people that come to my church a long time ago, and there was two young ladies. I won't call them names. And, you know, they would say their man to the truth. I think Pastor asked for $121, and they gave. And then they said, Pastor, you see you at the church? They came in the office, and they said, well, Pastor, you know, glory to God, hallelujah, thank you. And they started off right there. I knew, something up, you know. I don't want to be too harsh on them, you know, because I know they're young coming up. I have compassion, but when they started up, hallelujah, thank you, glory to God, hallelujah. I said, they said to me, they couldn't stop that. And then, you know, they said, Pastor, can we pray with you? I ain't talking about no prayer. And then they got ready to pray. I see my door open, and guess who he's on in the room? Mother Johnson. And, you know, my mother, you know, she just don't play. That's why I can't do anything wrong. My mother don't play like that. She is on in that room. Amen. And, you know, at that point, you know, they pray for about 30 seconds, a minute, you know, and I said, all right, thank you, I'm tired. I said, all right, baby, thank you. So I had to cut the prayer because they went to try to get into that prophecy. And amen, God said the ponytail. I said, all right, baby, thank you so much. And then I had to cut that off because my lifestyle is my testimony. My ponytail is my testimony. Everybody know that. You know, and I understand the gift. But if you got leadership, leadership would tell you, you don't go and pray for another leader. You don't pray for another leader. I got Bible for that, too. If you don't believe me, you know, meet me tomorrow night. I tell you about naming. Do you know that they had the exchange team? A king had the exchange, you know, letters and all that before Naaman can go to Elijah. Do you understand? You cannot go and prophesy to another leader if you under a leader, unless you have been sent. Now, this is the kind of preaching that Missionary King Johnson is doing, because I'm a bishop to the body of Christ, and not just the changing your life or Life Changes Ministries. I'm a bishop to the body of Christ. Listen, you meet me tomorrow night. I got some money for you. It's going to be good. Lord Yard Marriott Hotel, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Our service starts at 8 p.m. I need you to be there. We're going to tell you some more about that anointing. All right? Leave with these words. Hope need not die because self is on the way.